on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Created in Environment MEC, Musa Zondi says bold strides are being made to turn green jobs into real opportunities for the youth. He says over 3,000 jobs have been created so far through the province's Waste Expanded Public Works program.
And we are not stopping there. For example, in the current financial year, we will create an additional 5,725 job opportunities through the Invasive Alien Species Program, of which 3,435 opportunities, or 60% thereof, will be allocated to young people.
Zondi was speaking at the 10th annual Green Youth Indaba underway in Durban. He says 3.2 million rand has been invested to support emerging waste entrepreneurs.
Many of these are youth-led or youth-involved initiatives in recycling and waste management. This support will continue in the current financial year because we believe in building green businesses from the ground up.
Umgungundlovu District Municipality is investigating claims that water tanker drivers have been selling water to residents. A letter from a DA ward councillor alleges people in the Mkambatini area sometimes wait more than a week for their public tanks to be filled. Municipal spokesperson Brian Zuma says no official complaints against any drivers have been made.
The councillors must be able to go out there and encourage people to report such people, get evidence, take pictures, take number plates of those cars so that you are able to take action on the basis of evidence.
In other news, three properties belonging to the Gupta family are set to go under the hammer next month. The properties were under a Gupta-owned company in business rescue. Bidders are required to pay deposits of between 250,000 and 500,000 rand. It comes as the NPA plans to submit another application to have the Gupta brothers extradited to South Africa. Rajesh and Atul Gupta, who were arrested in Dubai in 2022, are accused of involvement in state capture during former President Jacob Zuma's term in office. And emergency teams in Israel say six people were hurt after an Iranian missile hit a building in Beersheba. The Israelis say they struck dozens of military targets overnight in Iran. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy is travelling to Geneva for talks with the Iranian Foreign Minister. Last night, Donald Trump said he'll decide within 2 weeks if the US will join Israel in strikes against Iran. The US president previously discussed the assassination of Iran's supreme leader. It's something Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov warns against.
We will strongly disapprove it. Iran's society is very well organized and very well consolidated, and it will lead to birth of extremist moods inside Iran.
The top story, KZN Environment MEC Musa Zondi says bold strides are being made to turn green jobs into real opportunities for the youth. He was speaking at the Green Youth Indaba, currently underway in Durban. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.